USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
The Taliban running into difficulties since taking control of Afghanistan. Reports coming from around the country show banks closed and ATMs empty. Also, former Afghan soldiers and armed residents claim victory over the Taliban in three northern districts. Meanwhile, in Washington, President Biden says while our military involvement may be ending, we can still influence the country's future.
They're looking to gain some legitimacy. And there's going to be harsh conditions, strong conditions we're going to apply, and it will depend on whether they get help based on whether or not how and well they treat women and girls, how they treat their citizens.
Biden speaking yesterday from the White House, the same day a new Gallup poll shows his approval rating falling to a new low of 49%. Hurricane Grace making landfall in Mexico this morning. Grace, a Category 3 storm hitting the East Coast, up to a foot of rain expected in some areas. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free health care for illegals. Bailout broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce silver eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit assetstrategies.com.
COVID spiking to unprecedented levels in Australia, the country reporting a record number of cases today. Violent protests continue over lockdowns, police firing pepper balls at about 4,000 protesters in Melbourne, 6 police officers reportedly hurt. In the U.S., the focus seems to be on getting schools safely reopened, CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky on CBS News yesterday.
Among the things to keep children safe are get everyone around those children vaccinated and get those children vaccinated themselves.
Walensky also yesterday tweeting support for the Atlanta Falcons. They're the first NFL team to reached the 100% vaccination level. Meanwhile, Hall of Fame running back Barry Sanders announcing yesterday he has COVID, even though he's fully vaccinated. Sanders reports no symptoms, though. Getting aid to Haitians proving to be difficult. Witnesses on the ground and government officials both report this week relief supplies being stolen, including food. A return to the Remain in Mexico policy now on hold. The Supreme Court last night issuing a temporary stay, blocking a judge's order to reinstate President Trump's immigration policy. The stay will allow the Supreme Court to review new filings in the case. This is USA Radio News.
Friends, Mike Lindell's My Pillow, My Slippers make my feet feel better than they have in about 20 years. My Pillow proprietary foam, memory foam, patented impact gel, indoor-outdoor soles. You won't want to take them off, or Mike Lindell will give you your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and save 40% using my promo code USA.
President Biden's eviction moratorium could be a step closer to a Supreme Court showdown. Here's Tim Berg.
A federal appeals court on Friday declined to block the Biden administration's new eviction moratorium, setting up a showdown at the Supreme Court. The U.S. Court of Appeals for the D.C. District denied an emergency motion by two chapters of the National Association of Realtors to stop the ban. The moratorium, which was implemented by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, is set to expire October 3rd. The realtors are expected to ask the Supreme Court to halt enforcement of the ban. The High Court, in a 5-4 decision on June 29th, allowed an earlier eviction moratorium to continue until its expiration July 31st. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
GM recalls more Chevy Bolts due to battery fires. Here's Wendy King.
General Motors said it's recalling all Chevy Bolt electric vehicles sold worldwide to fix a battery problem that could cause fires. The recall and others raise questions about lithium-ion batteries, which now are used in nearly all electric vehicles. Ford, BMW, and Hyundai have all recalled batteries recently. GM said that in rare cases, the batteries have two manufacturing defects that can cause fires. The automaker said it will replace battery modules in all the vehicles. The latest recall will cost the company about $1 billion. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.